I think they are very accurate. The only thing TAG thinks is this attempt by the Department of Homeland Security to talk to the general is simply a first procedural steps in their own internal investigation into the allegations of war crimes against Sarath Fonseca and Sri Lanka's Defence Secretary Gotabaya Rajapaksa.
Presumably your organisation welcomes this move, though.
Exactly. You could even regard this as a follow-up to the model indictment that TAG generated in 2009 January and submitted it to the Justice Department in the U.S. There we catalogued all the crimes from the beginning of when Sri Lanka got independence in 1948 to January 2009. And the U.S. State Department's war crimes report actually covered the time from January to end of May. So they have a full dossier of all the crimes that Tamils would like to have U.S. investigate on these two individuals primarily, but in general, what the successive Sri Lankan governments have been doing to the Tamil people.
Perhaps you can go into some detail on what it is the Tamil community think the Sri Lankan government needs to be tried on.
We would like, especially the two individuals, General Sarath Fonseca and Gotabaya Rajapaksa, on war crimes charges. The threshold to prove these charges are relatively straightforward as compared to genocide, where the standards and the threshold is pretty high. So we would start charging these two individuals on war crimes against Tamil civilians who were herded into a small no-fire zone during the early part of 2009, and heavy weaponry were targeted against these civilians. Now, the government, of course, says that the Tigers used these civilians as human shields. You know, we are not disputing any charges on that count, but TAG's mission is to purely look into the crimes committed by the Sri Lankan military on Tamil civilians.
Okay. General Fonseca is in the process of trying to get US citizenship. Should that now be reviewed in the light of this latest investigation?
I don't think TAG has any views on whether he should be given citizenship or permanent residence. In fact, we would like him to be given US citizenship, in which case there would be other cases that we can file as U.S. citizens against him when he takes residence here. But the point I'm trying to say is that the current meeting that the Department of Homeland Security has requested with General Fonseca is simply the U.S.'s long-term investigations into alleged war crimes, initially by Fonseca and then by Gotabaya. The U.S. prosecutorial system is quite sophisticated. So what they may be trying to do is to show Mr. Fonseca some of the evidence the U.S. government itself may have, like defense satellites that could have taken fairly incriminating images of war crimes by these two individuals. The prosecutors can show those two and say, now here are the evidence that we have, and if he is willing to cooperate with the U.S. government as a witness against Gotabaya Rajapaksa, then the prosecutors can tell Mr. Fonseca, we will be lenient on filing charges against Mr. Fonseca.